You're listening to KERA News. Ahead of schedule, committees at 3 of 4 Dallas schools named for Confederate generals have picked new names. The Dallas School Board unanimously approved the changes at their last meeting. Trustees had given the schools until early next year to come up with new names. I'm KERA's statewide coordinating editor, Rachel Osher Lindley, and joining me for our American Graduate Initiative is Bill Zeeble.
Good to be here.
Hey, Bill. So 4 months ago, Dallas trustees voted to change 4 elementary school names at Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, William Cobble, and Albert Sidney Johnston. The board insisted on completely new names, something totally different, and the schools worked fast.
Yeah, they got right to it. A parent school committee at Robert E. Lee decided on a new name before the board ever forced its hand. And on its own, with assistance from its trustee Dustin Marshall, that school came up with a new name, Geneva Heights Elementary, and that's the original name of the land where the school sits. It seems the school committees rejected names of people. William Cobble Elementary will become Chapel Hill Prep. Stonewall Jackson Elementary principal Melanie Manns oversaw the committee of parents and educators who helped find that school a new name.
There were lots of names submitted. Over 50 names or versions of names were submitted. And I will say that the renaming committee did a great job when it came down to 3 names. I liked all of them.
Mann says one option considered at Stonewall Jackson was Olivia Henderson Elementary. That's after the school's longtime principal who retired in 2013. It also considered East Dallas Elementary.
What did they ultimately decide on?
Principal Mann says Stonewall Jackson's new name will be Mockingbird Elementary because the school faces East Mockingbird Lane. Kids who do well will still be stars, just not Stonewall stars. And here's what Mann's told me about the naming process.
We did have a larger committee than probably most schools had for this purpose, but our school has very, very involved parents. And, you know, with such a big change and the reputation that this school has acquired over the years, we really wanted to be very inclusive. We didn't want anybody to feel left out. Because this was a huge change for them, and we wanted them to feel like they were a part of it.
Okay, 3 out of 4, and that leaves Albert Sidney Johnston Elementary. Where are they in the process?
So they have until February to choose a new name, and school officials say they need that time. But that shouldn't concern people. Trustees, including Miguel Solis, had only good things to say about the process and the school committees and the school names they came up with.
This is bold leadership by this board, and it's going to lay the path for, I think, not just acknowledgement of the history and a need to change the history, as Trustee Foreman also mentioned, but also a path for remediation and for real conversations about equity, equality, and how to move our city forward.
The principal at Johnston Elementary is expected to deliver a new name to trustees after the new year.
So, Bill, at the beginning of this process, we heard from some people expressing reservations just because of what it all might cost. The names they have now are all over the buildings, student spirit gear. Is there a cost to any or all of this name changing?
There is. All school names will be changed beginning next school year. The district set aside $150,000 to make those changes. And that usually means new signs, banners, school name signs outside and inside, and even school letterhead. So there's more still to do.
KERA's Bill Zeeble, thanks for following this story.
You're welcome.